Yes.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I do believe that deserves a yeehaw. Yeah?
If we must. Well, we've got tons of resources for you on our website if you care to learn more about the Winter Wonder scams that are floating around out there. It's not just shopping type scams. It's not just email. It's kind of a little of everything. So one of the links we have on there is, how can I tell if an email offer is legitimate? So those of you that have that question, refers back to a column that I wrote that will give you some tips on how to ferret out what is and is not.
How do I tell if an email offer is legitimate? Yeah. Wouldn't that be the same question as, how do I tell if someone calling me unsolicited on the telephone has a legit offer or not?
No, but it's a little easier with email than it is from that person calling.
Yeah, but either one of them I hang up on, don't I?
No.
No?
I
look through the spam and actually consider it for a minute?
I've tried to hang up on emails and it just doesn't work.
But do I actually consider what's in that spam message? Even if it looks like a product I might be interested in, do I actually consider it? Because doesn't that just perpetuate the problem?
But it says right at the top, this is a list that you subscribe to and that you said that you wanted us to send you offers.
But I don't have that medical problem they keep referring to. I promise I don't. I'm still young. I'm still able.
I'm sure you
and capable.
Do. Well, start stocking up.
Maybe. Maybe it's a... Oh, you know, maybe. Maybe.
What
it's a sign for the future.
What if it turns out like Fen-Phen and then by the time you need it, it's not around?
Well, it's always around. That's what the internet's all about, isn't it?
I don't know. Let's go back to the phones here and see if we can help. Who's next here? Is that Eric?
It is Eric.
Eric, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hello.
How may we be of assistance?
I'm looking to buy a new computer. I just moved here from California about 4 months ago.
All righty.
And I've been looking around at all the big electronics store.
Kind of fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's lots of fun, but I'm trying to find something that I can use for doing media... editing.
Oh, video editing. Well, that puts you into the stratosphere, so you can't just... you got to be real careful, because they're all going to claim that they have technology that's specifically designed for that type of thing. And a lot of them even call themselves media edition PCs.
Right.
And you're thinking,
media
oh,
center PCs,
yeah. So are you going to be taking like a DV camera and plugging it in and downloading and editing video, that type of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, there's a whole bunch of performance issues that you're going to have to be concerned about that you may or may not be able to figure out by going to the big box stores, because it's, take it or leave it kind of configurations.
Right.
Well, in the big box stores, the thing you got to be a little bit concerned with, especially if you're buying kind of a specialty machine, is that the guys that are selling, it's not that they aren't good, it's just that they have to be knowledgeable on refrigerators and dishwashers and computers.
Do you recall what our advice was? Gosh, I think starting 10 years ago when it came to buying computers.
There was refrigerators and there was mayonnaise involved.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember in what order.
Be careful about buying computers if they also sell refrigerators or mayonnaise. If they sell mayonnaise and refrigerators and computers, you may want to consider having somebody kind of custom build the thing for you.
Okay.
There are companies that will do it online if you are very savvy and don't mind doing all your own tech support work and dealing with all the problems on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are a plethora of small independent shops throughout the Phoenix area that will actually sit down with you and basically can build the thing to your spec if you know what that spec is, or help you understand or maybe get you some resources. And there's a ton of great resources out there. There's a website called Tom's Hardware. Have you ever visited them?
No.
That might be a good place to start gathering an idea of the kinds of components you'd want in this video editing machine.
If you're a little more technically inclined, they've got all kinds of information. People come into our stores all the time and have needs and want something fairly special, and they've been out and looked at the big box stores, and they've seen, like we talked about, this media center thing, and they're thinking that's what they need for editing videos. And while it will get the job done kind of generically, those computers are aimed at people trying to basically turn their computer into a sophisticated television...
Like a TiVo.
DVR kind of device. And that's not what you want to do at all.
No, not at all.
So
that's what I've been doing. I've been shopping around and...
So you need you need to be concerned about frame rates. You need to be concerned about the speed of the hard drive, the throughput, you know, the caching circuitry. I mean, there's a lot of technical stuff that comes into play that's going to help you be more successful in getting the higher quality video edited.
Now, is there a chance of getting that built and ready for, let's say, next weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything's possible. It just depends on how much homework you have to do or the folks that are building it for you have to do.
Okay.
But so from the standpoint of what you're trying to do, this is one time that I can say unequivocally, buying it online or buying it from a big box store is probably not in your best interest because of what you're trying to do. You really need somebody that can really, because it's not about just building it and getting it done. It's what happens afterwards.
Exactly.
You know, what's the service like? Where do I take? Do I have to ship this thing back? Do I have to talk to some snot-nosed kid that's going to tell me to leave it here for 3 weeks? You know, what am I going to deal with once I buy it?
Without turning this into a super blatant commercial, I'll give you a direction, perhaps.
Okay.
You can visit our website at datadoctors.com.
Uh-huh.
Put your zip code in the little store locator thing there, and I think you'll get an idea of where you might be able to go.
Okay, great.
22 different places, actually. What part of California did you come from?
Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita.
By Magic Mountain area.
We're actually just, I believe next Monday will be our entrance into the California market. Our first California store is going to open up in North County, San Diego. So,
how about, do they have computer shows here, like the where, you know, there's a bunch of computer software and hardware that
they do. They do on occasion. Generally, they're business type shows, though. They don't.
Oh, okay.
Not the California kind of shows that you're talking about. I haven't really seen.
Yeah, California, they have them, and I was like, going through the radio station, I'm like, maybe there's one this weekend.
Yeah, they go like every weekend out there.
The closest thing you're going to find every weekend out here is a swap meet, and it's not what you're looking for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Eric, welcome to Arizona, and good luck with your pursuit in excellence.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, folks, if you're trying to do something really, and the other thing is, a lot of people are going to buy a Media Center Edition PC with the desire to plug in a digital video camera and figure out, this is a lot of work. Be careful what you wish for. How many times have we seen people buy incredibly aggressive technology just to find out that they don't have the time and they never will spend the time to actually be able to use it? So they just wasted $1,000.
Do you remember when DVD first came to computers? Not DVD-ROM or RAM where you could burn, or DVD rewritables, but just DVD-ROM drives, the dumb drive that would just read the DVDs that you put in your home DVD player, right? And this technology, when it first came out in your computer, took the price of your computer and added probably $150 to $200 to it, and it made it so you could watch a movie on your 12-inch or 14-inch or even 17-inch monitor.
Sounds like a great idea.
Not. Nobody used it. They used it once, watched one movie, showed their friends, and went, oh,
this is terrible. I don't
this
watch
is not that great. I don't have my cool remote control, and it's 12 inches, and
kinda
woo-hoo.
Kind of think things through. The other thing is, what was I going to say? Oh, it's break time.
No, it's not. What's wrong with you? It's Glenn time is what
Glenn
it is.
It's Glenn time. No, it's Clarence time. No, it's Glenn time.
It's Glenn time.
It's Glenn time.
Glenn time.
Hey, just listening to the show from the beginning, I've accumulated a few general questions that other listeners might want you to
Love these kinds of
you
calls.
You speak for listeners everywhere.
Thank you.
So let me run through a few of these, and before we get to a commercial or whatever. First off, you always say, do not open attachments. I've got that. What about every morning we all turn on our computers, there's 20, 30 emails that don't have attachments, but you know they're wacko emails. If you click on those, and you know they're either selling you drugs or whatever it is, are you in any danger there?
You are potentially at risk if you click on certain emails and you have not updated Windows.
That was one of my questions, Ken. The another caller earlier talked about downloading a service pack. I have a 2-month-old computer. Other people have new ones or older ones. How do you know what Windows service pack you might have or you might need?
Well, you don't really need to worry about the technical side. All you need to do is make sure that either your auto update feature is turned on, and if you have service pack 2, it will basically get in your face about a million times and say you got updates that you need, or it will just automatically do it at like 3 in the morning every day.
You can check that in the control panel under automatic updates.
Okay.
Or if you just want to do a spot check at any time,
right,
you can go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com.
And in case you forget the address, you just open up Internet Explorer.
Well, I'm there right now, actually. I'm at WindowsMicrosoft.com.
Windows Update?
Microsoft, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that, or you can click on the help in any browser.
Right.
Actually, it's under tools. Windows Update.
And then click on Windows Update, and that'll take you to the... Basically, what it does is it looks at your machine, figures out which version of Windows, what you have and don't have, and then runs a little test to see what it is that you need.
Do most newer computers that you buy today have that feature?
Well, anything Windows XP Service Pack 2 has the ability to automatically update. Now, whether it's turned on or not, now this, I don't know if you heard us talking about the television piece that we did with Channel 12. The automatic update was not turned on by default on all three of those machines.
So how do we turn it on?
Well, again, if you see that's part of the story. If you go through the setup procedure, it'll ask you, do you want me to turn this on right at the beginning? People get into a hurry. They don't want to deal with all the setup stuff. They just want to start playing. So they click on next, cancel, whatever. They don't really read through. So the biggest thing is to read the screen. If you go to this Windows Update website and you don't have your automatic updates turned on, there's actually a place to turn them on through the web page.
It's right on the right-hand side. It'll bug you. You can also check it by yourself manually in the control panel. Again, it's called automatic updates, so you just look for that icon.
In the control panel, automatic updates will tell you if you're getting updated automatically.
Right. Now, did you go to that Windows Update page?
Well, right now I'm at Microsoft's Download Center.
No. You want to go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com or click on that Tools menu.
Right.
And then click on Windows Update.
I see.
Okay, now that'll take you specifically to the place that will check your machine right now to tell you what you do or don't need. And then on the right-hand side, if your automatic updates is not turned on, it'll say it's not turned on. Would you like me to turn it on?
Right. So it's best to have it on, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the same line of question with Norton antivirus,
yes.
How do you know yours is automatically updating you against things like Sober and everything else?
If you open up your Norton antivirus kind of interface box,
right.
The first thing it does is it shows you the status of everything that's going on, when the last time you updated was, when your subscription is going to expire, the last time you did a full scan of your system. So all that information is right there in front of you.
And there's generally an update button or tab right there that you can click on to force it anytime you want.
Live update is what Norton calls it.
My computer, like most other people I've talked to, every once a week, it goes through all your files, your antivirus.
Right, that's
that
just a full...
automatically updating things too?
That procedure does not do the update, but the fact that it's doing that on an automated basis probably means, but don't guess, go
right.
And look. Go and look. It'll tell you if the automatic updates is turned on.
Okay.
It's right there in that interface.
And another general question for other people probably wondering too, how do we know if we have too much protection, or is there such a thing?
You know what, that is a brilliant question.
I mean,
so
I have
much
personally
so.
Total access, and I have Norton antivirus and all that stuff. Sometimes people say, you have too many things, that's why your computer is brand new, it's not running fast.
Glenn, that's a great question. We're going to go to break, but I want you to hang tight because I want to continue having that conversation. It's great stuff. Did we plant Glenn, or do we need to pay him?
He's asking all the right questions.
Great caller.
I'm sure a lot of people are getting a lot of information from the stuff Glenn's asking, and it's stuff that we sometimes overlook saying because we take things for granted because, well, that's just who we are.
It's what we do. Yeah, we deal with the stuff every day, so we have to kind of kick it down a notch.
A quick timeout here. When we come back, more of Glenn asking questions that everyone...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Wants to know, yeah.
Stay tuned.